Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning. I'm John Carpilio. Young artists in the Boston area gathered recently at WBUR's City Space to celebrate their creativity. It was part of a series WBUR is hosting called Youth Takeover and a project, The Next Generation Public Media Accelerator, meant to empower high school and college-aged students. WBUR's Stephen Davey brings us some of the highlights of what the young artists shared.
Wait a minute, I think I left my conscience on your front doorstep. Oh.
That's Diverse City Band, performing before the City Space audience. Aaliyah Del Razo is the band's drummer. Del Razo told the audience the ensemble encourages other local young people to express themselves through music year after year.
I got inspired, and I kind of want to inspire the younger generation to keep playing music and to keep inspiring more people to just keep building like the Zoomix community.
The five members of Diversity Band are Boston high schoolers. They're based out of East Boston's Zoomix. It's a nonprofit organization with after-school programs that bring together young people through music. Diversity Band is a staple at Zoomix. As members graduate high school, new people join the band. For young artists, forming a community across Boston can be hard. Bringing together artists from different disciplines, allowing for expression, emotion, and ideas through the lens of young artists led to a deeper experience for everyone at the City Space event. WBUR student co-moderator Dari Ruiz brought to the stage Mishka Harard, writer, filmmaker, and recent graduate of UMass Boston. Harard developed a new film series called Dudley Street.
All right, here it goes. I see you there, boy. You have no breast to cower under, no voice to hide behind. No identity to call your own.
At the heart of Dudley Street, in this pilot, was poetry. Harard used the metaphor of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly to help one character, Janelle, open up about her transgender identity. WBUR senior arts and culture reporter Cristela Guerra, co-moderator of the event, told Harard she was struck by the empowered character.
I don't think I've ever seen a setup on any show where the trans character is allowed agency and empowered in this way, but also not centered around their transness or their queerness. So could you talk a little bit about how you just developed your characters and this scene?
Growing up, any depiction I had seen of trans characters had been very negative, especially in Black or POC-centered shows. And so I kind of just like decided to take it upon myself to write a character that was shown in a more positive light and to show people that like trans people shouldn't be dehumanized, they're just people.
The audience wanted to know more about Harard's use of poetry as a technique to also intensify the moment on screen.
I'm just very familiar with poetry. I started writing poetry before screenplays, and so I wanted to incorporate that into my writing because it was, like I said, just very familiar to me. But yeah, I'm not sure what other devices I would have used. Maybe some like film references or like something art related, because I just feel like art is very like personal to everyone.
Music and filmmaking. With poetry on screen and on the mind, Boston's Youth Poet Laureate Angeliqua Linnea Verona Burkett took the stage with a poem titled Water.
Mother Nature created herself out of primordial chaos. Lonely, she caught shooting stars and held them to her chest. Cold, she grabbed heat from the sun and cradled it in her stomach, and slowly, the earth was molded in her arms. And when she saw they had become
Burkett's poetry engaged people and made a deep connection with this person.
Oh man, I felt chills when you were speaking. Like seriously, and it made me think, what do you feel when you're writing poetry? And what are you seeing when you're writing your poetry?
An artist opening up their process is like witnessing raw creativity, Burkett acknowledged it was a little weird. But she also described her inspiration and the early seeds of her poem.
I was in the car and I passed by a beach and I saw these two girls who were running away from the shore and I was kind of following them. But I don't know if I was like seeing things, but it kind of split behind them and then hit them. And I was just like, oh, women control the ocean. Yes!
For the artists who performed and the audience that soaked in the art, it was a night for community and a rare sanctuary for youth expression. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Stephen Davies.